My message today is titled Character of the Wise. Hear these words from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 12:22. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. Proverbs 10:9. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. And finally, Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I am so glad you are with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the chat, in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to pray for you. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. Well, 2 weeks ago, we started a new series, Wisdom from Proverbs. When I was younger, this time of year, summer, was a time when I needed wisdom, but I didn't always have it. The book of Proverbs, attributed to King Solomon, is written from the perspective of an elder sage who has experienced life and is trying to lead us to the pathway of wisdom and understanding rather than foolishness and trouble. According to Proverbs, wisdom is the most precious possession we can have, worth more than money or gold. Wisdom from God helps us navigate any situation that comes our way. But we can't buy wisdom. We have to seek it. We have to pursue it. And yet God's wisdom from on high is most available to us through our relationship with Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ, put our faith in Him, we receive forgiveness for our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God who comes to live in us and lead us and guide us and teach us. The Apostle Paul makes this amazing statement in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Christ Jesus has become for us, what? Wisdom from God. Today, as we continue this series, Wisdom from Proverbs, I want to talk about character. And again, Proverbs has a lot to say about character. Growing up, every now and then, I heard someone say, "There's so-and-so. He's such a character." And that inflection had positive connotations. It meant the person was funny, unique, good fun. But the same phrase with different inflection meant something totally different. There's so-and-so, he or she is a character. That inflection meant they were a person who could be difficult, had issues, could be trouble. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be described as a character or not. But other times I heard people say, "She's got character," or "He's a person of strong character," and that always was shared in a positive light. So right off the bat, what is character? Well, the Oxford English Dictionary says character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. The Oxford Learner's Dictionary says all the qualities and features that make a person different from others. Distinctive, different. If someone asked you about the meaning of the word character, what would you say? I might say, well, character is what you're made up of on the inside. It's what's at the core of your being. Character is how you respond to life. What do you do in the midst of a struggle? How do you respond to victory as well as defeat? How do you respond to good times as well as bad? positive circumstances as well as negative ones. Character is also shown by what you stand up for. What are you willing to fight for? What do you do about injustice? How do you treat the weak or the poor? Character starts on the inside, but it gets lived out on the outside. In reading Proverbs recently, I found several passages that illustrate what I want to say in talking about character. Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but He delights in men who are truthful." God delights in those who tell the truth. How about you? Mark Twain said, "If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything." Proverbs 16:13, "Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth." Kings, leaders, judges, principals, bosses, supervisors, all value truthfulness. One boss in an interview with a job applicant said, "For a man with no previous experience, you're asking for a high wage." The applicant said, "Well, the work will be a lot harder for me since I won't know what I'm doing." Now, that honesty may not have got him the job, but it's telling the straight truth. I like it. More Proverbs about character. Proverbs 16:17 says, "The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life." Part of character is learning to avoid evil and to guard your life. Growing up, our neighborhood had lots of kids. Some kids were known for fun and adventure and good times. Other kids were known for fun and adventure and trouble. Why trouble? Because they went looking for it. They'd say things like, "Hey, let's ride our bikes to the store so we can steal things." Or, "Hey, after workers leave at 5 p.m., we can explore the new houses being built in the neighborhood and break things or tear things up just for fun." Or, "Hey, let's go see who we can pick on in the neighborhood or see who wants to fight." Some people are just trouble. And over time, if we're wise, we learn to avoid them and steer clear of them. We are guarding our lives. I found that true in high school, in college, and in adulthood too. Some people, guys or gals, are just looking for trouble, and they don't have to look far to find it. People often trying to guard their life say to me, "My old friends, my old life, I can't go there anymore. The drinking, the partying, the gambling, the carousing, the time away from my family, my loved ones, no more. That's not who I am anymore." So we guard our lives. Here's a simple definition of good character: consistently doing the right thing. Young or old, male or female, rich or poor, having good character is consistently doing the right thing. Wow, isn't that a blessing to have those people in your life consistently doing the right thing? Well, why is character important? It's important because it impacts us and others. Character shows. Write "character shows" in the chat. What we are on the inside shows up on the outside. It impacts us. It impacts those around us for better or worse. Proverbs 10:9 says, "The man of integrity walks securely." This person moves through life with confidence, assurance, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. Persons not doing right things in life, but instead following crooked paths, don't walk securely. They're always looking over their shoulder or kidding themselves, "Everything's cool," until one day the jig is up and they're found out. We all know sports figures, politicians, business leaders, entertainers, even some pastors whose scandalous acts were found out. More about character from Proverbs. Proverbs 11:5. The righteousness of the blameless make a straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. Doing the right thing always makes a straight way. It's always the best way forward. Trying to lie, steal, cheat, backstab, gossip, slander, that's not the right way. But there are always plenty of people willing to do it. Why? Because we are prone to sin and evil. It's easy to do what everybody else seems to be doing. The problem comes later with the end results. Because in the end, we reap what we sow. Every day we read the paper, we watch the news, scroll social media, and see stories of people whose own wickedness brings them down. But that doesn't have to be our story. More on character. Proverbs 11:6. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. No matter the age, gender, social position, if you are consistently doing the right thing in thoughts, word, and actions, you most often avoid all kinds of trouble. If you aren't speeding, you don't get a ticket. If you're not talking trash, you don't get in fights. If you're not gossiping or slandering others, you're not stirring up trouble. If you're not lying, stealing, vandalizing, then you're not going to jail. If you're consistently doing the right thing, you're delivered from all of that. On the other hand, if you and I are unfaithful in following God's laws, if we insist on living according to our own selfish ways, we'll always be running into trouble. Out of one jam and back in another, trapped by our own actions. In seminary in Kentucky, I sometimes visited the county jail where we talked with prisoners about following Jesus, and many were open and interested. But eventually, they would be released and would get out, and we celebrated that. Yet often, after getting out, they'd be back 5 or 6 months later. Why? They never broke away from their old habits, their old friends, their old ways, to establish new habits, new friends, new ways. One of the things I've always appreciated about Celebrate Recovery is that it provides scripture and structure, small groups, and encouragement to help persons systematically, consistently deal with their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. And you know what? That's what we all need, that consistency. Character not only impacts us, it impacts others. We influence those around us, kids, grandkids, friends, relatives, our community, our world. What we do day by day, decisions we make, are examples other people watch. Basketball great Charles Barkley once said, "I don't want to be a role model." And yet, we all are a role model for somebody. Somebody's watching. Somebody's observing. Our character matters to other people. Proverbs 19:17, "He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray." In every place people gather, whether it's in a neighborhood or at school, at work or at home, with the team or at the club, there are always those who are happy to ignore correction and lead others astray. I saw it in my neighborhood as a kid, saw it playing sports growing up, certainly saw it in school and in the business world. I had a layman in Oklahoma City who owned an oil field supply business. He once said, "You watch. Such and such big oil company in Oklahoma City is one day going to get in trouble. Their approach to this business is someday going to catch up with them." And sure enough, in the summer of 2020, about 20 years after he said it, I read where that big Oklahoma City oil company filed for bankruptcy. Character is important in business, at school, in government, in church. It's important because it impacts us and others. So how is good character built? How is it built? With help from parents and others and God. Post help in the chat. Certainly the role of parents and families can't be overlooked. Kaz McCaslin, the founder of Upward Sports, says, "There is a race for the heart of a child, and the one who gets there first wins." Parents, grandparents, families are all in a race to win the heart of that child for God, to show that child God loves them, created them, and has equipped them with gifts and talents to make a difference in the world. That's the big picture that we all ought to have with us as we interact with each other. You are loved. You are special. You can make a difference. And I'm here to help, support, love, and encourage you. And God is too. It starts with the family. May we train up our parents in the way they should go. That is the ongoing ministry of the church, to equip parents and grandparents, youth and young adults, all. How is good character built? Proverbs 13:1 says, "A wise son heeds his father's instructions, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke." A wise person listens to instruction, but a mocker doesn't. What does a mocker do? Disregards a rebuke, dismisses it, isn't going to listen to correction. That is a hard road to go down, and many a young person today is going to go down that road unless someone they respect can help them see, can help them to decide otherwise. Young people need role models, persons they can learn from. Lord, help us. Be available. Help us be that encouragement for young people in our world today, especially those with high ACE scores, adverse childhood experiences. This is where the ministry of the church is so important too. Our core message is the gospel of transformation through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus can change a heart, change a life, transform our character, clean us up, straighten us out, give us new hope, new meaning, and purpose. He gives us wisdom from on high. He helps us make good choices. It happens best in a community where people love us and look out for us and are willing to tell it to us straight up. More wisdom about how character is built. Proverbs 13:20, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." Who are you choosing to hang out with, be associated with, wise friends or foolish ones? If wise, you'll grow wise. If foolish, you'll suffer for it. How many of us have been there, have experienced that, have suffered because what others talked us into? We need good friends. We need good counsel. Where can we go for insight and advice? Again, being connected with others through the body of Christ is a God-blessed source for all kinds of intergenerational interaction and wisdom. More wisdom about how character is built. Proverbs 15:22, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they what? Succeed." Who are your advisors? Counselors, strategists. I've always appreciated the input of advisors, the insights of other people who I've gotten to know through the church. Everyday interactions with others in a small group or a ministry team, in the people place or in the online chat, is one of the best sources for advice or counsel for whatever you need. Proverbs 15:14, "The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly." We have choices. We can seek God, His knowledge, His wisdom, or feed on folly. How are we spending our time? Do we carve out time to talk and pray to God, to study or read God's Word? And what about saying no to some TV, some movies, podcasts, or social media? Let's pursue healthy choices rather than foolish ones with our spare time. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. So, we've defined character, we've talked about why it's important, we've discussed how it's built. Finally, what is the result of good character? Well, we experience many good blessings from God. That's true. When we are pursuing God's path, there are always wonderful blessings that come our way. Proverbs 13:9 says, "The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out." Isn't it a wonderful thing to know and feel that God's light is shining bright through you, that you are making a difference? More results of good character. Proverbs 16:7, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him." Isn't that amazing? When you are seeking to please God, even your enemies recognize a God thing. They may not like you, but begrudgingly, they decide, "I need to leave him or her alone." Proverbs 16:31, "Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained by a righteous life." You purpose to live rightly, and one day you'll have gray hair. And when gray hair comes, you'll see it as a sign of God's goodness. It's a crown of splendor to wear thankfully. More results of good character. Proverbs 21:21, "He who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." I love that image, pursuing righteousness and love. When you and I are pursuing righteousness, there are a whole lot of other things that we are not pursuing. And the same with pursuing love. It gives singular focus to our actions and keeps us on the right path. When we are pursuing the things of God, the blessings of God naturally follow: life, prosperity, and honor. And we always remember, these blessings from God are the result of His goodness and grace toward us. And of course, Jesus Christ is the ultimate source of that wisdom and character that we seek. Amen. He is the one who provides us forgiveness, peace with God, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's that ongoing relationship, that ongoing presence of the Spirit that enables us to pursue God's wisdom and to experience the blessings of good character. Again, Christ Jesus has become for us wisdom from God. Hallelujah! Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you for providing us an everyday pathway to wisdom for our lives. As part of it, we're grateful for you calling us to pursue and to develop good character. Though each of us is unique and distinctive, developing good character is about consistently doing the right thing. Help us, O Lord, to do that. For we know that our character profoundly impacts us and others. We thank you for your help and the help we receive from others, particularly in the body of Christ. We celebrate your many blessings, the result of good character, and thank you as well for your Son, Jesus. He is the one. He is the ultimate source for the wisdom and the character that we seek. Oh, Jesus, come fill us anew with your Spirit, your character, and your wisdom this day. In your mighty name we've prayed. The name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to pray for you. And thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us continue to care for and reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom. You go online, you use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus Christ is the ultimate source for the wisdom and the character that we seek. He has become for us wisdom from God. For now, who do you know that needs this same wisdom from God as well?
To a nutrition website and it asked me if I wanted to accept cookies. Is that a trick question?
Every stage of parenting has its challenges. We have a monthly support group for hurting parents of adult children that will meet July 10th at 5 p.m. Contact Kathy Feist or Jill Prey for more information on how to participate.
On the second Saturday of each month, the men of Christ Church and their guests join together for breakfast, a unique speaker, and fellowship. Make this group a part of your community at Christ Church by joining them Saturday, July 9th at 8 a.m.
Join us July 3rd for a special all-church worship service that includes a mini-concert, a message, prayer, and communion. At 9:30 a.m., we'll be serving snacks and beverages in the People Place. And at 10 a.m., we'll be in the sanctuary together. And don't worry, nursery and children's will be provided.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.
Hello, Christ Church. I'm Mary McKnight Escobar. I am so excited to share my new mission adventure with you. As of June 1st, I am an official missionary of the United Methodist Board of Global Ministries. I have been appointed to be the director of the Mary Jo Phillips Methodist Daycare Center of Asunción, Paraguay, once again. Let me share my backstory. I grew up in Tulsa and was an active member of Christ Church until I was 14 years old when I moved to Dallas. I have so many fond memories of this place. My big influencers to be a missionary were my aunt and my cousin, who were both Methodist missionaries. This is my third time to be a missionary in Paraguay. I worked there from 1991 to 1994 in the Evangelical Methodist Church of Paraguay with children, youth, and music. I got engaged to a Paraguayan and we got married in Dallas in 1994. Fast forward to 2012, by then, we had two sons, 10 and 13, and we really wanted to move back to Paraguay. So, I called up the Methodist bishop and asked if there was anything I could do. He suggested that I be the director of the daycare center. I was elated. All my teaching experience had been with little ones, a special education teacher of 3 to 5 year olds for 6 years, and then, after returning from Paraguay, as a bilingual kindergarten teacher and a pre-K teacher for more than 10 years. I packed up my entire family and we moved to Paraguay in January of 2013, where I served as the director of the Methodist Daycare Center until 2018, when we moved back to Dallas. Then, this past September, I received a call from the new bishop. I received a call from the new bishop, asking if I could return to Paraguay to be the daycare director again. I really wanted to jump on a plane right then and there, but I knew I needed to get under a mission board. So I applied once again to Global Ministries to be a missionary, and on June 1st, I was officially accepted. My departure date is July 25th. Ask me if I'm excited. Yes! I have taken these little kids that are 2, 3, and 4 year olds
And I'm teaching them how to do their beginning sounds, how to blend letters and words, blend them together. Because when I was there 20 years ago, I noticed that the kids 6, 7, 8 years old didn't know how to read. And I'm like, really? And the educational system there is not as good as I would expect it to be. And so I was like, well, I want my kids, when they're leaving, to be able to go into the public schools or into the private schools in Asunción in Paraguay and be able to be the top of their class. And it's just so exciting. We had for the letters of the alphabet, this was so cute. For each letter of the alphabet, not only do we have the beginning sounds, but we also have a Bible verse that goes with it. So Ricardo, he's one of my 4-year-olds that turned 5 last year. He was so exciting. He knew all his Bible verses, A to Z. And so he was sitting at a doctor's office one day with his mom, waiting in the office. And he starts quoting Bible verses. And he was saying his Bible verses, and he would quote, and then he would say the next Bible verse, and he was quoting, it to the whole reception area. And the people were turning to him going, how does he know all these Bible verses? You know, and they're saying, well, it's just at the daycare. That's what they're learning at the daycare. So it's just so exciting to see how it's coming, you know, when it gets into their lives.